It's 8:33, and Thursday morning for us means we get to talk to the mayor. Bob Whalen calls in every Thursday morning. We discuss what's happening in town, what's going on generally throughout the county and our area, and especially here in Laguna Beach. We welcome this morning the mayor, Bob Whalen. Thank you for being here, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Ed. Great to be here, as always.
Always glad to have you here this morning. What we've been discussing all morning, and certainly over the last few days here on the program, is the fraudulent ballot boxes that have been found in four different counties across the state. They've been found in Los Angeles, Ventura, Orange, and Fresno County. And I'm curious, has there been any coordination with state officials with you to address this? And as a city, what can we do if you find these fraudulent boxes in town?
To my knowledge, no. We haven't had any outreach from the county or the state on this, other than it's been very well publicized. Right. But I think if one shows up in town or more show up in town, I think the thing to do is to call the Registrar of Voters office, number one, and alert them to the location of it. And also, then I think they would coordinate with the probably the State Department and the Attorney General's Department and see what they can do, because they run the election. They need to enforce the laws with respect to the election. And but if anybody sees one, I'd say get on the phone right away to the registrar.
Okay. All right. Will do. Recently, the OCTA purchased a parcel as part of the Pacific Horizon trail, excuse me. What should we expect from that purchase over the next few months and the coming years?
Well, I hope that we can get a nice trail up and going there. I'm not too familiar with it, Ed, but we will coordinate with the county, and they've been good partners with us on the open space, and if there's improvements that are needed that haven't been funded, maybe we could look at a collaborative effort with the county on that. But, always nice to add another trail into the system.
Right. And that was going to be my next question. Are they open to working collaboratively with us?
Yeah, they have. Yeah. Okay. Some of the lands that they manage are owned by us. So we lease them to them and have a management agreement with them. So we have a relationship with OC Parks and with State Parks as well up on Crystal Cove. And so, I think we could work well together on that.
Okay. Last week, you and I spoke about purchasing water supply trucks for the fire department helicopters, which I was excited about the entire week. We discussed that for the next few days here. What did we decide, and how many are we looking at?
So we had two options presented: the permanent in-ground location, and then this mobile. Really, it looks like a big, semi just sitting on the ground can hold 3,000 to 5,000 gallons. And we opted for the mobile unit. It probably be out there up on the fire road about 6 months out of the year. The chief thought June through early December, and then it will get trucked away and stored somewhere. And we actually talked about, depending on exactly where it's located, it'll be painted a camouflage color to sort of look like the landscape. Or we might also put some graphics on it, sort of some, nature graphics about what you're going to see out here and so on. But we opted to get one for $50,000 and asked the chief and staff to go back and work on finding a second location, because, that while that's a good central location, if there's something maybe up towards El Morro School with the water district facilities back there, or down in South Laguna, see if we can get another one. I mean, for $53,000 is pretty cheap insurance, frankly, right, to for fire risk.
Right. It's such a great idea. It's inexpensive, and I can't believe we didn't think about this before. But it is a great idea, and the fact that they're mobile, I think, lends to how important they're going to be, how important the service. Hopefully we never have to use them, but it's nice to have them. Would you guys consider maybe getting local artists or kids or someone to decorate or paint them?
I suppose that's a possibility. I think the idea, though, up in the open space is to try to get it to blend in,
right,
as much as we can. Right. So it had some nice visuals the other day with, it's like one of those information boards you see when you're hiking out somewhere,
right.
There's the bobcat, there's the, you know, there's the coyote, there's the, here's the other animals you're going to see, right. Here's some of the natural fauna and flowers. So, you know, we can rotate it. It doesn't have to be permanent either. So, yeah, maybe we do it with some kids designing it one year.
Right. All right. Just something I wanted to throw out there. We were talking about voting for a raise for several of the boards and the council as well, being paid for out of the savings and the travel budget. What happened with that?
Yeah, we did not approve any raises for any of our, for the council or for any of the boards and commissions. And we won't be able to approve a raise for the city council until after the next election. That's just the way the rules work. But, you know, we could approve a raise for our planning commission, design review board, other commissions. But I think the council felt strongly, look, we're still in the throes of COVID. You know, we're still trying to figure out the revenue impacts. It's just not the time for a raise. So we just took a pass on that.
Okay. All right. And a couple of months ago, you and I were speaking about, you were involved in the noise mitigation task force with Congressman Ruta at OC Airport. How's that going? What kind of moves have we made in the last couple of months?
You know, last month's meeting was canceled because of Justice Ginsburg. It happened to coincide with the day that she was lying in state at Congress. So it was canceled. But we have a meeting this Friday. And maybe I'll be able to get back to you next week in terms of a more updated status. But, you know, they're continuing to work with the airlines, and there's been some good cooperation and the FAA. And, you know, I think Congressman Ruta did something that hasn't happened before, which is the FAA and the airlines get in the room, you know, with the local cities here willing to talk and have something of an open mind as to how to improve things. The interesting point on airport noise, one of the things that I've learned through this, Ed, though, is, you know, we can do takeoff techniques and push the planes out around the ocean and further down, higher up before they come over. The thing that's going to solve it, and the technology is out there, are quieter airplanes.
Right.
But they're expensive, and the airlines are, you know, in a world of hurt right now. So the question, I think, a large question will be whether Congress, you know, as part of a stimulus exercise, maybe for the airlines, includes in there money for quieter aircraft, which could be a kind of a win-win, right?
So
that'd be great if that goes that direction.
So instead of Congress cutting a $29 billion check to the airline industry, they could cut a $35 billion check, and then that would subsidize a lot of the engines, a lot of the engine replacement that they'd have to do. Yeah, I get it.
Purchases and exactly.
What can we expect next Tuesday night?
Well, I'll tell you, we are off until November 17th.
Oh, okay.
It's election season, and everybody's focused on the election, and we'll be back on November 17th. So. Little time off.
All right. Well, and enjoy your time off, and I hope you have a fantastic couple of weeks until we speak again. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you for stepping in this morning.
Thanks, Ed.
Always a pleasure to speak to you, sir.